Good morning. How's it? We were holding still on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Today's Daf is Daf Hey. And we've been examining the various cases in which we were paskening the halacha like Rav. And we were talking about the second case. The three cases were the Beit HaShenolda on day one of a Shabbos, Yantar or Yantar Shabbos, whether it's Mutter the second day, Rav paskens l'chumra, that it's Asr. The second machlokas that we had yesterday was the case where you have the two Yomim Tovim Shogoliyos, where Rav paskens l'kula. The third case, which we're going to get to today, is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which we'll see are unique, in which Rav paskens again l'chumra. As far as the machlokas Rav and Ravasi, as to what the halacha would be in a case where you have the two Yomim Tovim of Rosh Hashanah, Shogoliyos. So we really came out with a very interesting Gemara, which in terms of the halacha, it's interesting that the Sefer HaChinuch brings two ways of understanding the machlokas of Rav and Ravasi that we had yesterday. In the Sefer HaChinuch, there are two approaches as to how to understand Hashtad Yadina B'Kviya D'Yarcha. One is that the machlokas Rav and Ravasi was talking about the two Yomim Tovim Shogoliyos at a time when they were still being Mekadosh HaPi Ariya, and therefore we have a real suffix. One day is Kodesh and one day is Chol, and that explains why we would be Mekel. But nowadays, Hashtad Yadina B'Kviya D'Yarcha, in terms of our calendar, and our calendar, of course, is an innovation that was made by Hillel, the son of Rav Yudin Nasiya, not to be confused with the first Rav Yudin Nasiya, but Rav Yudin Nasiya, who was the son of Rabbi Shimon, who was the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi, Mesader HaMishnah. And he was Koveya, the calendar that we have, so that we no longer Mekadosh HaPi Ariya. So the Chinuch brings that Eino Chinami. There are those who say that nowadays would have a din of one long Kedusha Arukah, and that we don't paskin anymore, therefore Lakula like Rav. However, others argue, this is the normative approach, that Rav specifically was talking about the Yontov Sheni that we have nowadays. As a matter of fact, when the Rambam brings the halacha, he even says that the time in which we had a calendar kavua was Sof Chak Me'at Talmud, and B'Eishe Chorav Eretz Yisrael V'Lonish Hashem Bezen Kavua. So that was Avo B'Mei Chak Me'i Mishav Chim B'Mei Chak Me'i Tum Ad Yimei Abaye V'Rava. So that actually there's some question as to the timing, although some learn that it boils down to the same thing. In any event, the svara is that despite the fact that nowadays there is a kvias, and this is because the chachamim say to be noyeg minig avisecha biyadechem, certainly the takana was not to be more chomer than it was originally. In other words, to continue acting as if you have the same suffix that you once had. And therefore, there's no reason to say that it would have a din of a yom tov echod that would be a long kedusha achas. So the din of the takon is not more chomer than it was from the time that they actually were mekadosh HaPi Ariya. And there's an interesting Rashbat who says that Hillel Hanasi actually was Bimei Abaye V'Rava, in which case there's no machlokas between what Rambam is writing and the Kabbalah that we have, that Chinuch, Sefer Chinuch brings, that Hillel HaNasi was the one who was attacking the Cheshbon. It could be the same thing. Okay. In any event, we're left with a takana that recreates a situation that is no longer meaningful, as if we continue to have a suffix about Kviyas Liyarcha. Therefore, we treat it as if one day is Chol, and one day is Kodesh, and Memela we would pass in the Kula. The third case, which now we will begin our new daf, we're on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom, Itma, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel, Deomer Tarvayu, Noda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. So here we have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we'll see why those are unique, as opposed to the other Yomim Tovim, where we have a suffix. And the reason that they're unique is, as it says in the Mishnah Tzad, Rishonah Yumi Kablim Eidut HaChodesh Kol Hayom. It used to be that they would be mekabel, the edus that would come in all day long, even if they would come in the last 10 minutes of the day, we would discover retroactively that today was indeed Rosh Hashanah. Ba'amachat nishtalei din level. One time the edim took a very long time to come in. Indeed, we had already brought the carbon of the Tamid Shabbein Arbaim because we're running out of time. The Levim, who did not know whether today was Chol or today was Chodesh, Nit Kodesh, Nit Kalkol Levim Bishir. So they ended up saying the regular Shir Shachol because the Edom had not come yet. So therefore they saw that there would be a problem at Kiddush Lo Yimekablim Et Edim Ela Ad HaMincha. They made a takana that even if witnesses showed up, the court would not be mekabel those Edom unless there was still time to bring the Talmid Shel Bein Arbaim. Once the Talmid Shel Bein Arbaim was brought, then already, of course, there would be another problem, which was Dakrava Samusafa, which we'll talk about in a moment. So we waited until Mincha, meaning till the time of the Hakravas HaTamid. If they didn't come at that point, we would bring the Korban Tamid and give it the dinim of the Chol, no Musaf, and so on. However, we would continue to be noig in Oto Ayam Kodesh. We would continue to be Machmer on the day and keep it Kodesh in terms of Asiyas Melocha and so on, because we had already began now treating it Bekedusha. But tomorrow would be the actual day of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we have here a situation in which, even though there's no suffix at all, because we know definitely that yesterday, the last day of El, was not Kodesh, therefore was definitely Chol, nonetheless we're keeping Kedusha in terms of an Isser Malacha all day long, even though we know it's Chol. Which means that even initially, the Chachamim were koveya with this takana, that there is a concept of a Derabon and Rosh Hashanah, which has nothing to do with suffix. And if that's the case, even when we ended up with a Rosh Hashanah that indeed is a two-day Rosh Hashanah because of our lack of knowledge, in other words, we're in a makom in which we wouldn't have known if it's Kodesh or not, we keep those 2 days in the same way that we originally kept 2 days on those occasions, even in Yerushalayim, where we were at Makabal the Eidim. So that means that initially, the takon of 2 days Yantav Rosh Hashanah is absolutely unique. Because of that, we view it as Kedusha Achas. And this is indeed the way that we would pass. Now, the question over here is, why does the Gemara identify specifically the problem of the Shira of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim? What happened to the Shira of the morning? And there too, if it was Rosh Hashanah, we would have to say the Shira of Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi explains that Tamid Shel Shachar is not considered to be a Kilkul, because most years the Edom wouldn't come that early, and therefore they simply accepted that we would say in the Tamid Shel Shachar, unless it's absolutely we know otherwise, that it would be as the Shir Shel Chol. And we would wait for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim to say the Shir Shel Rosh Hashanah. But what is interesting is, why does the Gemara identify the problem as being the Shira and the Nesachim, which is strange, and not the question of whether we would bring Musafim? Because Lechora, once you bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, you're not allowed to bring Musafim, since the Torah says, Aleha, and from there we learn, Aleha Hashlim Kol HaKorbanot Kolam. You're mechuyev to bring all of the Korbanot of the day on the Elas Tamid Shel Shachar, and afterwards you don't bring a Korb. Now there's a number of approaches to this issue, and they vary very widely. The Tesis Reed says that we would have brought the Tamid, the Musaf, even after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, because it's not absolutely ma'akev, and since over here we have such a chashav and mitzvah, and it's nagel al tzibur, we would be doicheh, just like we find in other cases, like Erev Pesach for Mechus HaKippurim, that we're doicheh the Isra of Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKorbanot Kolam, which only Nisra say, in order to bring the Korbanis Bismana. There's a very interesting alternative approach, which is brought from the son of the Ramban, Reb Nachman, who is the son of Ramban. He was named after the Ramban's father. That it's not considered to be a kilkul to say that they didn't bring a musaf. To say the wrong thing is a kilkul, but to be mechusar, something that you have to do, is not a kilkul. You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. They didn't bring it, so it's not a kilkul. It isn't wrong. It's just missing. A fascinating approach. Note that Rashi, by the way, when he says Adam Mincha, doesn't say Adam Mincha, meaning until it was time to bring the Minchas Nesachim, which was the time that we would say the Shira. He says Adam Mincha until the time of Akravas Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. So apparently he's taking into consideration the issue of making sure that you don't miss the Musafim as well. So in other words, if by the time we're ready to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, the Edom are not there, and therefore we will now miss the Musaf, the Takana indeed includes the idea of making sure that we're not Mekabel Edom in order not to miss the Musaf. So between all these pshatim, we have a deeper understanding of the Takana and of the events that triggered the Takana in the first place.
Omar Rabba, Mita Kodesh Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai the Eilech, from the time that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, as we'll see momentarily, turned everything back to the way it was after the Churban, we will now go back to treating a Beitza not as the special Kedusha Achas of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but rather as the equivalent of any Yontov Shenish or Golios of a Suffolk, and it will be Muteris on the second day. What was the takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? It's not. Misha'charav Beit HaMikdash Yitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shu Mekabli Meidut HaChodesh Kol Hayom. After the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that we should go back to the way it was. When Edim come, we'll be Mekabli them all day because we no longer, unfortunately, have any kind of concern now for bringing the right, saying the right Shira, since we can't even bring the Korban to say the Shira. Omalei Abaye says, Abaye, how could that be? Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Taveo, Beit Zasur, on Rosh Hashanah, well after the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There is afterwards. So how are you telling me that after the Zman of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yitkinu, that should change it? Omar Leis, he said to Manistein, you're bothering me about Rav and Shmuel. Who's Rav and Shmuel? Amil Chana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I'm bringing you a Takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and you're turning to me and you're saying, what am I going to do about Rav and Shmuel? Frankly, as long as I have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on my side, I don't care about Rav and Shmuel. Okay, but Rav and Shmuel themselves, I mean, certainly they weren't the Mishnah. So Rav and Shmuel, Kasha Masnisa, what do they do with the fact that indeed it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai switched things back to the way they were? Answers the Gemara, they didn't see this as a problem at all. Lo Kasha, Alon Valu, the din that Rav and Shmuel said that Beit Shmuel Bezez, Asura Bezez, talking about to Lon, to us, here in Bavel, we're over there, there was never a time where we did not have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, there was never a time in which that original takana was done any differently. And therefore, we continue to keep it the way we kept it. That's the whole point. Indeed, what was the minhag avotechem b'yadechem all along was to continue to always keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because of, anyway, Yeref Misupak. And since the way in which that suffix was part of the original takana, that it should be one long kedusha, it continues to be one long kedusha. Mashenkin halahu in Eretz Yisrael. After Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metaken to be mekabel edim kol hayom, so there were days, of course, years, of course, where they knew what day Rosh Hashanah was, and they only kept one day. In which case, when you're going into a matzah of suffix and keeping 2 days, there'd be no reason to maintain the type of strange 2 day as a long kedusha achas in a place where there never was originally such a minhag. We'd already stopped that minhag in years where we were mekabel, and memela. It's no longer nogea to people in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rav and Shmuel were talking about in Bavel. And your comment about the bittul of the takona libra Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is absolutely correct, but only in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yosef says, no. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's irrelevant. Because af mi takanat Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech, even from those days on, the nol de bezez asura bezez maitaima. The reason being, havi davash b'minyan, v'chol davash b'minyan, tzarech minyan acher lahatiro. You cannot simply be mevatel a takona just because the reasons for it have run out. So in other words, the fact that there is no longer a situation in which it would end up being one long kedusha achas for this beitza. So even though Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was metaken to be mekabel the edim all along, there doesn't change anything about the din of a beitza, because that was usher for the 2 days, and that remains usher unless a bezdin comes along and changes it. And no bezdin ever addressed the status of the beitza. Now later on we'll discuss the fact that doesn't ever seem to have been a bezdin that any ever addressed the status of a beitza. It was only an ancillary result of our takana not to be mekabelate, and we'll discuss that. But right now let's assume that we would need a specific bezdin to be matter the din of the beitza. And this is a tremendous chiddush that Rabbi Yosef is saying. You cannot simply cancel a takana without a bezdin. Omri, even though it's run out of any logic. Omri, Yosef, you know, how can I prove to you that that is the fact? Where do I learn out? And once there's something is us, it remains us. Or unless there is something that is matar, tichsiv. After matan terah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Meshra Abinu, lechem or lem shuva lechem lo alechem. Go tell Klal Yisrael that they should go back to their tents, which means that they're now allowed to engage in marital relationships. So that would mean that even though the only reason that had been usher before was because of the Kabbalah Sashrina, Kabbalah Sateran on Har Sinai, and that's no longer relevant because it's over, the Shrina has left, Hafa Pikin, you need to have a specific cat. Furthermore, Va'omer, Later we're going to ask what we need a furthermore for. You see that you needed to have an all-clear siren in order to allow Aliyah to Har Sinai, even though the Shekhinah had already left. And that's because it had said earlier to warn them not to be Aliyah Bahar. Furthermore, if it's not, there's also clearly a raya from what it says now, you know, the Tana mentions in the Brisa, that called over Shabbat Minyan, Tzorach Minyan Acher Latir. Where do we see this? Not in so many words, but basically the idea. It says like this, Kerem Ravoi, there was a Kerem Ravoi, remember there's a machlokas, whether we say Net Ravoi or Kerem Ravoi, is the din of fourth year produce said only on vineyards or on any type of tree. But the halacha was that the peres of a Kerem in the fourth year, where over there the halacha is that they're supposed to be brought up to Yerushalayim exactly like Maaser Sheni, or you can also be paid to them exactly as Maaser Sheni and bring up the money. However, they made a special takana that Kerem Ravoi Haya Olel Yerushalayim Alech Yom Echad Lechotzat, that within one day's journey to Yerushalayim you could not be paid it. You had to bring it up all the way to Yerushalayim because we wanted the people in Yerushalayim to walk through streets that were filled with all types of produce, so that the Shuke Yerushalayim should be filled. Obviously, that wouldn't apply after the Churban, but this was a takana. Vezohi truma, and what defines a one-day journey from Yerushalayim? Eilat min hadaron, so south to Eilat, Akrabat min hatzafon, Lod to the west, and the Yarden from the east. Now, Omar Ula Vitema Rabba Bar Bachana, and here's where our raya, what it was said about this Mishnah, is that Omar Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to get to the Bryce in a second. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Matan Kedela Ater Shukei Yerushalayim B'Peirot. We want everybody to bring up their peiros that were Neto Ravai, and there should be a lot of covet in Yerushalayim because it would be filled with the peiros that nobody had any choice but to bring up to Yerushalayim. Vitanya. Yeah? And here's the important part to us, is that now the Brisa says, Kerem Ravoi Yoyolo L'Rebbe Eliezer B'Mizrach Lud. The Rebbe Eliezer had a vineyard to the east of Lud, and if it was to the east of Lud, then obviously it was between Lud and Yerushalayim, so it was within the one-day journey, and it was located at Tzad Kfar Tavi. U'bikesh l'havkiro l'ani. Now, he didn't want to have the tircha, to be mekayim the stakana, to schlep all the way to Yerushalayim and so on. So therefore, he decided, okay, I'm going to give away all of the produce, give away a mafkir it, so then there won't be any need to go ahead and to bring it up to Yerushalayim, because it's hafkir. And now, his Talmidim turned to him and said, Amrulo Talmidav, Rebbe, you don't need to be mafkir, because the takana is no longer in effect. Kvarnimnu alecha chavirecha vihitiruhu. Your chavirim, the chachomim, have already put together a pestin, voted on it, and they were matir to be paid at it, to eat it, and without needing to go up to Yerushalayim. Now, when it says chaverecho, were they referring to? Referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because he was matir. The various things that he was matir after the Churban was, this was one of them. It was no longer necessary, Bava Yisrael Arabim, to make Yerushalayim beautiful, because Yerushalayim was destroyed. So what do you see from here? That the only reason that they could address the fact that it was now mutter was because Nimno. Time of the Nimnu, only because they had actually made a pestin to be matir. Halo Nimnu. But if it hadn't been for that, they wouldn't have turned to Rabbi Eliezer and said to him, there's no need nowadays to be matir shuk Yerushalayim, and therefore the takana doesn't apply. So you see from here, the takana continues to apply until there's an actual pestin. That is mevatel the takana. By the way, getting back, says the Gemara, to what Rabbi Yosef originally brought a raya, what was wrong with the first raya? That shuvah lachem lo aleichem, my lo emer. Why did you have to bring the second pasuk of the Hema Yalu Bahar? No, because Hachikam Rabbi Yosef was saying like this. Michtik siva yunachonim l'shoshet yamim al tikshu elisha. Did it not say to make sure that for the next 3 days you do not become tamei and with marital relations? So then why was it necessary to say lechem orlem shuvah lachem lo aleichem lavali? So that was his original svara. Shmai minah kol dover shebimini tzarech minyan achalat yom. So he wanted to bring a raya from there, that it would remain in force, the yisr, until we were matur. Why wasn't that good enough? Because then he thought to himself, v'chitem, if you'll try to tell me that this is not a good raya, and that actually, shuvah lachem lo aleichem, was unnecessary. The reason that, in terms of heter, the reason it was said was lemitzvas einudiyosam. It was not to tell them that they're allowed to have sex. It's telling them that they must. So that it's actually a specific mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah that it's not the mitzvah period of a rivia, but the mitzvah to engage in marital relations just for the sake of the relationship. So tashma, therefore, I need to bring you another pasuk. Bimshocha yovel emayalu bahar. And only if you hear the all clear sign. And here again, it's the same logic. I mean, let's think this out. Ksiv, does it not say, gamatzon vavakal yu'u mula harahu? Why is it mula harahu? Because dafka ahu, dafka when it's behavayat kedushato, dafka when it's in a state of the kedusha of the shrina. But the moment that the shrina is gone, so then there was no isra la'alot elahar. So then, if that's the case, b'mshoch hayovel, what do I need to pass now to be matir them with an all clear siren? Lomeli, what's the point of that? Shema mina davashe b'minyan tzarech minyan acher la'atiro. So from here you see that you need to have another besdin. In this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu based in a kibayocha. Now, why did Rabbi Yosef bring, by the way, lean near it, that this is the reason that Noach refused to leave the Teva? Because he said that that kivan shalali te ele brushus, I'm not going to be yotzi ele brushus. But the Lamai said that brushus was boata ela teva. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to go in, I feel that there was an inyan of being matzil me. I wasn't given stam the rights to do what I want. I need to have now brushus to go out. Shalo kedivrei some modern rabbanim that believe that the meaning of that is that he should have gone out. And that's a terrible error. And in fact, he was saying that it was usur to go out unless he was able to get a psak from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to leave. So my Rebbe taught me as well. Anyway, getting back, I just saw an article and it irritated me, so I'm making a comment. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, what was the need now for Rabbi Yosef to continue to bring a raya from the case of Karamavoy? Ah, because he said to himself like this, maybe you'll try to tell me that from these psukim, all I see is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a nisu, which is a nisu deraisa, obviously, so then I need to have a heter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. Let's say the case of the Beitza, which was only a nisu rabbanon. Look, maybe over there I don't need another minion to be matir the Beitza. Tashma, therefore, I want to bring you raya from the Beitza about Kerem Ravoi, because Kerem Ravoi is only the rabbanon. And nonetheless, we see that the Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Karmile, Kvarnimno alecha chavirecha vitirula, mashma, that only because they were Aymed Laminion was there actually any heter to do this. Now, continues Rabbi Yosef, maybe you'll try to say that this is silly, to try to apply Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that they haven't been over here to the Pesa. So you'll tell me, Vachitema, you'll say that after all, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel, the dinim after the korban was also mevatel din beitza, because beitza nami imnu alei Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai for sure you are, and they were matir that as well. Ah, then I will tell you, not true, because kimnu Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai aedus. The only thing that he addressed was the question whether you were mekabel edim. He didn't say a word about the beitza of a beitza lo imnu. So therefore, he didn't address the beitza, and the beitza remains a surah on the second day because no one was ever matir. Omalei Abayis and Abayim, why the heck would anybody have to be matir? Nobody ever answered it, darn it. Atu Beitza b'minyan mi'avoy, what, there was a bezdin who got together and said that the Beitza is Asura. There was no notakon about an egg. It was just that the Beitza was an ancillary result, a Beitza Stalya Milsa. The status of the Beitza would be dependent on the status of the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, which is dependent on whether we'll be Mekabel Edim or not. Itzer Edim, so that was at the time when they had made the original Takana not to be Mekabel Edim after Mincha, in which case that meant that essentially we have created a new Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, which is a Kedusha Achaz, which means that the 2 days are all 1 day, so the Memela Itzer Beitza. So now, a Beitza Shadolda on the first day of Rosh Hashanah will obviously be Osir the second day, not because anybody fought at the Beitza, but because that's an immediate result of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is all one long Kedusha. So that makes sense. But obviously, Ishtri Leitus, once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel the din of not being Mekabel Leitus until tonight, so now Ishtri Beitza. Why would I need a special takona, a special bezdin to be matted at the din of the Beitza if we're not keeping Rosh Hashanah for anything but a normal suffix, in which case it would be a typical Yont of Shady Shogolias, and then it would be two Kedushas just like any other, which is exactly what Rabba said before, and therefore I disagree with what Rabbi Yosef says. Why is it indeed, I mean, isn't the bias saying something absolutely clear? Why did Rabbi Yosef not not himself see it in the same way. Apparently, and this is the Ritvot asks, I mean, apparently, Rav Yosef holds that you cannot compare the heter of a thing to the yisr of a thing. In other words, the yisr of a thing, is, even though it's chal, only memela, so that means that they weren't nindu and bezin on the beitzah, but since that comes as part of the takana, not to be makabalatus, and was included in what it was that they were thinking, mashenki to be matir, if they're, the only way to be matir it would be if they specifically addressed this heter. Okay, there's other approaches to understand Rabbi Yosef, but it's a very, very fascinating and extremely contemporary issue about the status of takonos in which the Tam has become put. Ravad of Rav Shalman, Tavayu mi Beit Halochi Tamrei, another interesting halacha, like Rabbi Yosef, was said by Ravad and Rav Shalman, both of them who came from Beit Halochi, that after the Kaddish B'yokham and Zakat HaElech, Beit Zasura. However, they had a different approach, not Rabbi Yosef's approach, but rather, my time, they held that it's a specific takona to asur the Beit Zasura. What would the reason be? Because Mehei, you bane Beit HaMikdash. Because look, we have to expect the Beit HaMikdash to be built at any moment. In which case, the moment that that is, happens, we'll make again the takana not to be makabalatus after the Zman HaMincha. In which case, what will happen now to the dinim of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it'll be Kedusha Achas again. And now people who have an egg from the first day will say to themselves, well, remember last year, Eshtakad, remember last year when we had a Beitza that had been born the first day, Bilo'achalnu Beitza B'yom Tov Sheni, the second day, Yom Tov, we ate it. So, Hashtanami Nechol, why can't we eat it today also? But they won't know, V'lo'yadi Eshtakad, they thought that it was the same, just because it's 2 days of Yom Tov. Little did they know that the 2 days of Yom Tov last year were a completely different 2 days of Yom Tov than this year. Because the 2 days of Yom Tov of last year were 2 days of regular Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliyos. And the 2 days of Yom Tov this year are special takonos hachronim that gives it the Kedusha Achas. So they, lo yadi deshtakat shtei kedusha sein, v'hash the Kedusha Achasi. Therefore, in order not to make that mistake when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, they went ahead and were metakin davka on the basis of it to remain aser. Ask the Gemara, according to what Ravada Rav Shalman is saying, so then why nowadays should we accept now the change and be mekabel the Yedis after Mincha? We should also not accept the Yedis, my time, for the same reason. Meir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Yomru, people make the mistake of saying, even though the Beis HaMikdash is built, and Edom come, well, Eshtagad Milokibel Needis HaChadish Kalei Yom Kulei. Did we not last year accept the testimony of witnesses, even late in the day? So, we should do the same this year, and then they'll sit in a way they won't know what to do, and they'll have the same problem with the Shira. Ashtanami Lekabel. So how did Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai go ahead to be Mevatel now, the original Takana? Why wasn't he Cheshish that we would make the mistake the next year? I mean, it's by the same token that you're saying about the Beitza. We should say about the Etzim Takana of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Says the Gemara, what kind of crazy question is that? Oh, yes, the Eidus. Eidus is Mesur LeBezdin. Well, it'd be Cheshish that the Chachomim and the Bezdin will forget that the last year there was a Takana of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai to cancel the original Takana, that this year it should go back into effect. What are they, idiots? Beitza lekol mesura. Mashen kein, the din of a beitza is given to every baal habayis in his own home. And obviously, people are not all such talmidei chachamim to know exactly what the reason was that there's a difference. I mean, who would even begin to suspect that there's two different dinim of 2 days of Yom Tov Shel Goliyos? So therefore, we need to make it in such a way that they won't end up with this problem. Rava Amar, Rava also, Paskins, like Rav Yosef, and that even after the takona, it's still the beitza asura. But because of neither of the reasons that were said before, not Rabbi Yosef's reason about needing a takana to be matir, and not Rav Adar Rav Shalman's reason about making a zera that maybe people will make a mistake, but rather because Rava holds that the two Yamim Tovim and Rosh Hashanah remain Kedusha Achas even after the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and not specifically in terms of Beitza, because Mila Medir Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai she'im bo'ed min amin kolomala. Is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai not moda that if Edom would come min haminchal melamala, shenoagin osa yom kodesh lemochar kodesh, so that even for mekadesh b'chodesh now, we're koveya, let's say, the day come as Rosh Hashanah. So now, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. It was the first day, the last minute of what we thought was the last day of Elul now turns out to retroactively make the day the first day of Tishrei. Now we're Makabel the Eidus, 2 minutes before the end of the day. But would he not be Meida that today was Kadesh and also Lamacharan's Kadesh? Even though there's no suffix whatsoever, we know that the second day is definitely Chol, nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan would certainly be Meida that even though the Eidim came in Mincha Lamala, the 2 days would be Kadesh. And if that's the case, it must be that the Takanas Chachomim, that it should be like in 2 days, should be one long Kedusha, is always true. So in exactly the same way that we applied the din of Kedusha Achas to the original 2 days of Suffolk in Kutz Laretz, so too would that original Takana remain in effect even though we knew. In other words, the ultimate being Baki B'kriya D'Yarcha is to be present when the Eidim come. Nonetheless, why would we not keep the second day as Kodesh the way we had originally made it? And it was on these three sets of halachas, the three sets of dinim that we mentioned before about a beitza, Shabbos v'yontif, where Rav said no to b'zeh asur b'zeh, two yomim tovim shel golias, where Rav argued with Rav Asiyah said no to b'zeh muteres b'zeh, and the two yomim of Rosh Hashanah, where Rav and Shmuel both agreed that no to b'zeh asur b'zeh, we pasken entirely like Rav Bein Lakula, whether we're talking about the two yomim tovim shel golias, where Rav was mekel, Bein Lachumra, whether we're talking about the other cases of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos and yontif, or yontif and Shabbos, which in both cases Rav was machmir, and this is how we pasken.